Two graduate students from the University of Minnesota in Duluth are conducting a water quality study on 9 streams in northeastern Minnesota. Lorae Leto is one of them. She says they're looking at stream health.
If we can see how healthy the streams are, we can know what's going into Lake Superior. So what I'm interested in is how much ammonia and phosphate and nitrate are in the streams. The sources of those in the stream would be from fertilizers or waste products.
Jeremy Erickson is a water resources grad student at UMD. He says they're looking at how development impacts water quality.
See, my study is looking at how urbanization is affecting stream metabolism, which includes roads, roofs, packed gravel. That's where you get that increased runoff.
Leto says people don't realize how their everyday activities impact the streams.
You think, well, I live 2 miles from the nearest stream, so what I do in my yard doesn't affect the streams, but it really does, because the watershed is much bigger for all of these streams than most people think. So when all that rainwater washes off your yard and you just had it nicely fertilized or you use chemical weed killers, that's ending up somewhere.
The two say their preliminary data show that the streams appear to be pretty healthy. In Duluth, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.